Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
Do it live!
We're also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. That's critical. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Just a beautiful thing. So bundle and save at progressive.com. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am wonderful, except for this cold, man. It is frigid out here.
Is it really?
Yes. It's in the 30s today.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
it's cold. I mean, the last couple of days, it's really gotten cold. Like, you know, before it's like a little, you know, a little chilly and all that, but still comfortable. Now it's uncomfortable.
Right. It honest. Was cold here last night. At what is it today? 78?
Stop.
It was a little
Stop.
Chilly last night. Sorry about
Stop.
That. Hey, I'm just Chris. This is just right off the top of my head with the Mark Cuban news. Michael Jordan first, Mark Cuban. Is this some inside information going on? What's happening with the NBA?
No, I mean,
aren't you a little surprised by that?
No, not really. I mean, and I shouldn't say. I mean, I'm not like shocked. I didn't expect Mark Cuban to be selling.
Yeah,
you know,
Mark, because Mark is so into the basketball team. Do you know what I mean?
Them saying he's still going to run the basketball operations.
I believe that when I see it.
Voice.
Yeah. Once you give up the majority and you know what I mean, Chris?
You don't have to be able to run it, right?
Yeah. That sounds good right now. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll still be. I don't know about that. Once somebody
and
puts
it's
up
interesting.
That kind
I mean,
of money.
It's hard to say. I mean, you certainly don't. He didn't need the money. It's a great sale. I wonder what he bought it for. Because he's getting, what, $3.9 billion, they were saying? Is that just the what they're paying? Or is that the total value of the franchise?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear those details. But I'm just interested that, you know, Jordan and now Cuban. You know what I mean? That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know what that is all about. But it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. And so in the second hour of the show, in about an hour and a half, you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Get 30 to 40 seconds to do so. So get your takes ready. Who you trashing, Rob Parker?
All the people who trashed the NFL scouts for getting Josh Dobbs wrong. I think they were right. My God, Chris.
Yeah, we are going to talk about
that. He is a turnover machine.
Well, he has been. He was last night, for sure.
Well, he's got eight turnovers in,
right? The last couple of games. Yeah. Last couple of games. But, I mean, four of them were four interceptions last night. And he's only got five, you know, with the Vikings. So,
but he's got fumbles, too. I'm just saying. He's got eight turnovers, I think, in the last four games.
Well, look, there's a reason he's a backup.
No, I know. I'm just saying. But a lot of people, you know, you guys missed on him. No, nobody missed on him. He's a backup.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, we will get to that and more. We got Ephraim Salaam joining us at the bottom of the hour. The iCouple crew, super producer Rob G., is in the house on the ones and twos. Our man, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan with the Christmas music. And Elijah Sabunia on the social media. And on the updates, you just heard him earlier, Kevin Wyatt. All right, Rob, let's you mentioned the NBA and the sales of the Dallas Mavericks and the Charlotte Hornets. But let's talk a little on the court NBA. And last night, let's just say it was a bad night for teams from LA. All right. The LA Clippers go down to the Denver Nuggets, 113-104. And the Los Angeles Lakers, Rob, in a historic game, they lose 138-94 to the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia. And Rob, that 44-point loss, the worst of LeBron James's entire career. 21 seasons, and last night was the worst. And I'm going to tell you this. As bad as that Lakers loss was, I actually think the Clippers loss was even worse. Clippers only lost by 9. Lakers lost by 44. But here's why I think the Clippers loss was actually worse. The Clippers, Rob, lost to the Denver Nuggets, even though the Nuggets were without their star, their superstar, Nikola Jokic. They were without their star guard, Jamal Murray, who's been out for a little while. And they were without Aaron Gordon. So either their best three players or three of their top four, however you want to look at it, were out. And Rob, this is how bad. This is the crew that beat the LA Clippers. DeAndre Jordan started at center and didn't just start. Played 34 minutes and gave them 21-13. And 5 assists. DeAndre Jordan turned back the clock. Rob G, look up the last time he had 21 points. I bet it's been darn near a decade. And that's the team that beat the Clippers. Now, the Clippers had been looking okay, Rob, when Russell Westbrook went to the bench. But things have stalled. And they've now lost 2 out of their last 3. And James Harden is not looking like himself at all. Harden, Rob, his last 3 games, 8 points, 8 points, 11 points. So he's averaging 9 points in his last 3 games. He's shooting in the 30% range and just very unproductive. And so I think that loss was even worse than the Lakers. I can get to the Lakers in a little while, but where are you at on that?
Nah, I disagree. I think it was the Lakers from a couple standpoints. LeBron James and AD playing, and you get humiliated like that. You just said it, the worst of his career. Yeah, like 44 points is like those guys weren't playing. That would be a Laker game where they're missing one of those guys and somebody's hobbled. Like, that was unbelievable, and I get it. Philly shot the lights out of it, lights out from 3, Chris. But here's the other thing. It has ramifications because you already got LeBron talking about changes. Here we are. We're in November. He's talking about changes have to happen after such a loss like that. that already, like, if you're one of those players or you're on the team, here we go. You know, like, there's a chance that there's going to be some movement or some moves made or whatever. LeBron not happy, and here we go, finger pointing. So I think, like, the Clippers, obviously, when another team has their men down, but you had a couple of former Clippers, because Reggie Jackson also did his thing against his former team, and that happens sometimes. Paul George had a terrible shooting night, and you mentioned James Harden.
They had their four stars.
No, I
get it. You're talking about having LeBron and AD. They had Kawhi, Paul George, and Westbrook.
I get it, but you had two guys who shot poorly. But a 44-point loss is almost unheard of with an AD and a LeBron on the court. And that's why there's no doubt that's the worst loss of LeBron James's career, because normally you're going to lose. LeBron's been blown out. That ain't what I'm saying. 44, 50, almost a 50-point loss is historic. It just doesn't happen when you lose that poorly.
Yeah,
and now you got to start to look at the roster, and I don't know. Is LeBron
and the Clippers
really,
don't?
Nah, I mean, there's nothing. They just made the move. They're not going to do anything with the Clippers.
No, they need to.
No, they got to figure it out.
The Lakers, I can look at that loss, and you're right. I mean, LeBron said after the game that a lot of things have to change. But to me, and we've talked about this before, Rob, in today's NBA, where darn near half of the shots are three-pointers, if one team catches fire from three, and that's what happened last night, the Sixers were just out of their minds from three-point range, all right, and the other team is cold from three, then you can end up having a blowout like this. The Sixers hit 22 of 46 from three, Rob. That is 48%. The Lakers hit 7 of 28. 25%, and there's your blowout. Now, the Lakers talking about making changes, or, you know, LeBron said they need a lot of help and a lot of changes. I think that that's just a good thing, because they need to win the championship. That's what their goal is. They're not there to get to the finals even. They're not there to get to the Western Conference finals. They're trying to win the championship. And they are not a championship team right now. So I actually think that's – if last night woke them up to what they really are, then that could be a good thing. But the Clippers, that is just – and the other thing is the Lakers at least are playing decent basketball overall. I mean, they're 10-8. The Clippers are 7-9 and struggling. Like, I mean, it's we got a long way to go. So we don't even need to talk playoffs. But the Clippers just haven't been playing well. And so I think the loss was worse for them. But bottom line, Rob, is I think both of these teams are older teams. All their stars are older. We know LeBron is playing great, but he's not quite what he used to be. And then Kawhi's not what he used to be, Rob. He's still a star, but he's not as good as he used to be. Obviously, Westbrook and Harden aren't. Paul George, if you want to say he is, okay.
That's what happens with time and age, you know. Like, people, like, even LeBron's numbers, we talk about it, he doesn't impact winning nearly like he used to. He puts up numbers.
They don't automatically win
because LeBron has 30 points or stuff like that. That used to be the case. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that the Clippers have room for improvement because I think they have room. I think they can improve. Like, it's not a pipe dream. They can play better. So it'll be interesting. 44 points. That's outrageous. That's just like,
I think the story of this season, Rob, one of the stories is going to be, are these young teams for real? Like, you can look at the standings right now, and again, it's early, particularly in the West, though, and say, okay, are we seeing a changing of the guard? Minnesota, Rob, is at the top of the conference, 12-4, with Anthony Edwards. And, you know, Karl Anthony Towns isn't young, but he isn't old. And are they for real? Oklahoma City, second in the conference, are they for real? Like, that, Denver's the best team in the conference. And then you've got the Phoenixes, the Golden States, the Lakers, the Clippers,
Golden State,
Dallas.
Seem like
they're struggling right now. But yeah. I'm just saying, these older teams with all this pedigree, that none of them are really great, but you know, they got stars, they still can play, and so they're all kind of bunched together. So my question is, who's going to be the biggest threat to Denver, Rob? Is it going to be one of these young teams, a Minnesota, an OKC, or will it be one of the older teams, a Phoenix, a Lakers, you know, a Clippers? You know, if they, with their experience, will that pay dividends in the playoffs? So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But, yeah, my thought was that the Clippers lost is worse than the Lakers. Rob says Lakers was worse. What say you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Whose loss was worse? The Clippers losing to a DeAndre Jordan-led Nuggets team, or the Lakers getting bounced by 44 by the Philadelphia 76ers? Your thoughts next. iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And you can test your skills, guys, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on who suffered the bigger loss last night, the Clippers or the Lakers? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Tim in Queens. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing today, man?
Man, you're doing great, man.
I know it's been a while. I'm good. I know it's been a while since I called in, but this time I'm going to have to agree with Chris on this one. I think the Clippers loss was a little bit worse because all Jokic was out, Gordon was out, Jamal Murray was out as well. So all the starters out, you can't lose to a team like that. Not with Harden, Westbrook, and all them guys on the team, man. Not like that. And then the Lakers blowout, it was a little bit worse than portrayed because I don't think they played for the whole fourth quarter, I believe. So for majority of the fourth. So you know.
Yeah, but they were buried early. You know, that game was over. I mean, I had them in the studio. The game was over early.
It wasn't competitive at all.
Right.
But like I said, that's what happens. Right. One team gets hot from three, the other's cold from three, and it can be that blowout, that type of blowout.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, and then I also, last thing I wanted to touch on was Rob's point about how LeBron had said some changes needed to be made.
Yeah.
I think when he said that, he was referring to, like, the effort and stuff like that, because I've seen some clips on, like, the internet and stuff of LeBron throwing his arms up because they kept getting a wide open three. Torian Prince was sleeping a little bit on defense. It was like the same three from the same spot, three straight possessions. So, hey.
How about LeBron sleeping on defense? Did he throw his hands up over that?
I mean, they got a lot to clean up. They don't rebound well. They don't get second chance points. They give up a ton of second chance points. They can't hit the three.
And that's from effort, Chris. You know that.
Like, yeah, that's the thing.
That's an effort thing.
Effort. I mean, at this point, the caller's point, Rob, is that he may not be necessarily calling for a trade or improvement of the roster. But I think the effort is an issue. I mean, like you said, those second chance points is effort, period. And they're a big team. I mean, they're not a tiny team, so they should be rebounding better than they are. So, yeah.
Brandon in Riverside, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, B?
What's going on, guys? It's been a minute since I've been on.
I know. Where you been?
How you doing?
I'm good, couple. I know the Lakers, they lost by 40. That doesn't never look good. But the Clippers, I'm sorry. Like the last caller, if they don't have their best three guys on the court and you got your best three guys on the court, that's just not good. You got to win that game. And so I think the Clippers and the Clippers was a worse loss than what the Lakers put out. Even though the Lakers, like, that's just bad, too. And LeBron talking about changes. He, like you said, Rob, he's sleeping on defense. I was watching some of that game.
Yeah.
And he was letting guys blow past him and not putting.
Well, LeBron doesn't play the defense he used to play. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's in his 21 years. We give it to him. But still. I think the Clippers one is worse than the Lakers one, man.
All right, Brandon. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jerome?
LeBron James needs to retire, okay?
Wow.
I was in the hospital last night, man. I had to have surgery yesterday. And when I woke up, I had eye surgery.
Slow down. Okay.
Are you all right, Jerome?
You don't need to be getting all excited.
Let us hear, wait a minute. We want to find out about your health first, okay? And then we can make your point. Are you okay?
Yes. I'm listening to you guys at home. I came, it was like one day. I had cataract surgery, but I'm doing better.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
I had inside bed matter, and I'm doing fine.
Great.
And the other thing is, Alabama, I got news for you. After what you got away with against Auburn on Saturday, last Saturday, you're going to get what's coming to you this Saturday, okay? I don't care what Ephraim Salaam says. They're going to get what's coming to them, okay? Ephraim, you hear that?
Ephraim's coming up. Hey, Romy, Ephraim's coming up. Perfect timing. Yes, perfect timing for Ephraim.
All right, thank you, Jerome.
And we're glad that the surgery went well, yes.
877-99 on Fox. Again, you'll be at the weigh-in next hour with Trash Talking Tuesday. So get your takes ready. Ephraim Salaam is right around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, our man Ephraim Salaam. What's up, man?
What's happening?
Hey, before we get to the NFL, let's start with college football.
Okay.
The Colorado team under Deion Sanders goes 4-8, finishes their season 4-8. Didn't obviously go to a bowl. Do you think this season was a success for Deion and the Buffaloes or not?
Me personally, I think it's a success. You took the worst team in college football last year, and you progressed with 1 year and 58 new players. Also, the Pac-12 for the majority of the college football season was the toughest conference in college football this year, which has been the first time ever, I think, in terms of the amount of ranked teams, as well as potential NFL quarterbacks at the helm at these Pac-12 schools. I mean, nobody had ever seen a Pac-12 quite like this before. And so I think to be in that conference and to win four games after winning one the year before with that amount of new players and new systems and new everything, I think it's a tremendous building block for the future moving forward.
Dude, okay. I got to jump in. Like 3-0, they're taking receipts. Are you in? Do you believe? Lil Wayne is having a concert,
right.
and then you win one more game. I mean, they didn't. If you started Ephraim 1-4 and you finished with four wins, I feel way better about it. Like moving forward, it just was an ugly finish. Can we admit that? Like it was an 100%. Ugly finish.
You're absolutely right, because expectations were through the roof.
Right, they changed. They changed.
But talent matters, right? This is college football. It's not like the NFL. Talent matters, and to be able to get those guys acclimated to a system and then be able to really get an offensive and defensive line, that's the toughest position to get in 1 year and have everybody buying in. I mean, they just were abysmal up front. It was really tough.
No, it was embarrassing. It was really bad.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, the win that made everybody think they're a really good team was TCU. And they ended up being 5-7. Right?
So I told you, Chris, right? You know, sometimes we don't know.
Right.
Remember when the Bills beat the Rams after they won the Super Bowl, they thumped them in the first game. And then we realized my God, the Bills, you won't be able to stop them. And then you realize the Rams were a bad team the next year. And that's what happened with TCU.
Absolutely. All right, so let's switch to the NFL. From last night's game, Justin Fields helps the Bears pull it out.
Unwatchable.
It was unwatchable.
Tough, there's no doubt. So, look, if you're the Bears – and you get the number one pick via Carolina's pick, are you going with Caleb Williams or are you a Drake May guy? Or basically, are you going with a quarterback?
I'm taking a quarterback.
Or are you keeping Justin and building around him?
No, I'm taking a quarterback. I'm trading Justin. And with that third or fourth pick they'll have, I'm taking Marvin Jones Jr.
I agree.
Maybe Marvin,
I don't know if you'd be able to get him at four, but...
Whatever... I'm taking Junior, so I can now have my quarterback and my receiver that I'm going to have for the next, as long as I can keep them together and they can grow together. But I'm most definitely taking a quarterback. Like this, the experiment is over. You don't get that amount of time anymore, which is a shame as a first round draft pick at quarterback. Like either you hit or you don't, but you have to be willing to move on.
Rob, let me jump in here. Is that – I don't know if fair is the right word, but I think a lot of these guys –
It's not fair.
It's tough, man.
It's not fair.
It's
not fair. Professional sports isn't fair, though. Like,
I mean. Like, right, we get that. Fair. But no, I'm just saying, some of these guys being thrown in positions where they're – the great ones will do it. Joe Burrow, now you see C.J. Stroud. Okay, we get that. But some of these guys who, you know, they develop at different paces or they're not going to be quite as good, but they still could be good franchise quarterbacks. They may never become that because they were expected to be great in their first or second year.
Yeah, that's the price that comes with, you know, the real change in not having a lot of time to develop a quarterback happened with RG3 and Andrew Luck when they came out. Remember that? Andrew Luck took over an abysmal rebuilding from the ground up Colts team and went 11-5. RG3 came in, won the last seven games of the year. It shifted from, okay, you're giving guys 2-3 years to get acclimated and then to take steps to being good into, oh, these guys can come out and they can play and they can win now. So the expectation of you draft a quarterback in the first round, especially at the top of the first round, then he must be ready to come in and play now. And C.J. Stroud and what he's doing is not helping to spoil that argument at
other
all.
Guys.
Hey, Ephraim, your former team, even though you only had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll in Detroit, people should be a little concerned. The loss to Green Bay. They should have lost to Chicago the week before at home, and the Bears gave them an early Christmas gift. Gave up 38 points to the Chargers, who could barely score against Baltimore. Got killed by Baltimore and got beat and gave up 37 points at home to Seattle. Is there reason to be concerned about not them winning 10, 11 games because of the schedule, but really trying to win a playoff game and make a run in the postseason? That's
yes, there is concern there because what you're seeing is they're falling into a tremendous bad habit of playing terrible football and having an opportunity to pull it out in the end. Right, it didn't happen in their last game, but their previous game it did, where they had turnover after turnover after turnover and still mustered up the ability to come in and win at the end. If you fall into that type of pattern, when you get against playoff teams in the playoffs, one game and you're going home, one and done, then you don't have the luxury of being that callous with the ball, turning the ball over and still having an opportunity later in the game to come back. If they don't fix this now, this is going to be a real short trip to the playoffs for them. They have the talent. They have the talent on the offense and the defensive side of the ball, but you have to be able to protect the ball. You cannot turn the ball over at the clip they've been turning it over the last two weeks.
Ephraim, I feel like they struggle with expectations. Like, when, when nobody expects anything and it's the same old Lions, they'll come out and surprise you and win games and all that. But once it's like, okay, you're legit. Now we're expecting something. Last year they had a chance to just about make the playoffs. They lose to a terrible Carolina team.
They go there, right?
Right? And then this year, now that you're starting to think, okay, they're pretty good. They might actually be a contender, and they struggle to beat Chicago, and then we saw what happened last weekend. How much truth do you think there is to that theory?
Well, there's a lot of truth to it because once you get deep into the waters, expectations become loftier. And if you're not used to treading this type of water, which they are not, sometimes you can start feeling yourself and, you know, having those victory Mondays and coming in on Wednesday and you feeling good and we got this. And what happens is when you have a terrible game like you had against the Bears and you still win it, that reinforces that behavior. So that reinforcement came back to bite them this past game, and they weren't able, even though they almost did it. I was like, the worst thing that can happen is they win this game against the Chargers. I was like, if they win this game, it's about to be over. So what you have to do is Dan Campbell has to recalibrate and he has to make it known, which he has control of that locker room. Look, guys, we can throw everything we've worked hard for this year, we can throw it right out the window. If we don't start taking care of the ball and looking at the little things that got us to this position to have an opportunity to be the number one seed in the NFC, then we're going to lose it all. It's going to happen just like that.
Mm. All right. Mm. Thanks, Ethan.
Quickly, Philadelphia 3-point underdogs at home against the 49ers. Look, I actually think I picked Philly to win the Super Bowl, and I'm sticking with that. But I think this game, the Niners will get them. I mean, I don't think Philly's going 16-1. and they've been beating some great teams. Do you think, though, I mean, I do think it's insulting, incredibly insulting for them to be the underdogs at home.
Yeah, it is insulting. And if the question is, it's insulting? Yes, it is. Do I think San Francisco can beat them in Philadelphia? I think barring weather and if they can protect Brock Purdy, then yeah, they have a shot. The San Francisco 49ers have a complete team. I mean, when they're clicking, they're clicking, man. They had a 3-game slide earlier in the year, but after that, man, you watch them play and it's just like, oh, that's good football.
Hey, yeah. Guys, remember, Vegas has nothing to do with respect or whatever. They're trying to get
that's
a number
about
to get people to bet on both sides. You know what I mean? That's all they want. They don't want to make it one-sided, Chris, and then they can lose everything. They need enough people on both sides so that they can win. So don't look at that like that.
This is only, though, I think the second time in the Super Bowl era that a team that's 10-1 has been underdogs at home.
Oh, yeah, they feel it. They know. They're talking about it now. That's bulletin board material.
All right, that's our man, Ephraim Salaam. Great stuff as always, brother. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, brothers. Y'all stay safe.
Yep. Aaron Rodgers, is he coming back? We'll get into that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you've got access to 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you are never, ever held responsible for unauthorized purchases. You can learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, what a bad night for me. My goodness gracious. 0-3 last night, Chris. I'm going to try to bounce back. Yeah, I was bad. But you know me, I have bad days, good days. I'm looking for a good day tonight. So let's kick it off here with Mavericks. Best bet, -4.5, Chris, taking on the Rockets in Dallas. They'll be celebrating the big sale by Mark Cuban. Maybe not.
That's going to be a good game. You said you got the Mavericks minus four?
Mavericks minus 4.5.
It's in Dallas?
In Dallas. I got the Celtics.
This is tough.
They are tough. Celtics minus 13.5. They're hosting the Bulls, Chris, up in Beantown. And I'm going to take the Kings minus 2.5 against the struggling Warriors. Kings minus 2.5. They usually play them well anyway, the Kings. Minus 2.5 at home. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on, Chris. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Speaking of bet, I don't know if many people bet on Aaron Rodgers coming back this season.
I know we didn't do it.
No. I don't know who did. I got to be honest. If you did,
even with all the talk and all the blah, 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 just didn't buy it.
Well, here he is today on the Pat McAfee show, sounding like it probably won't happen.
It's always been first, am I healthy? And then, are we alive? Are we in it? Are we playing good enough to make a run? Can I step in and protect myself and play at the level that I feel like I'm capable of playing?
Yeah, and Rob, they right now are 4-7. And they're 15th in the 16-team AFC.
But Chris,
now I know they're not mathematically out of it.
No.
But they're 2-6 in the conference, and that's one of the tiebreakers. So even if they were to win out, which obviously is all darn near impossible, they would still only be 10-7, Rob, and probably you're probably getting in. That's probably the worst record I think that'll make it. I don't know, maybe a 9-8. But if you're 10-7 and you need a tiebreaker, they're not likely to get it.
No. And here's the other thing. The best thing he said and the word that stood out was, if I'm able to protect myself. And, Chris, that offensive line is not going to protect him. It's just not. Like, he would be crazy to go out there and put himself in harm's way. He would be crazy.
Well, especially – I mean, you make a good point regardless. He would be nuts, but especially if they're out of it. He should shut it. Look, work toward next year. That should be his complete and total goal. Work toward next year. Because, Rob, I got to be honest, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is one of the best we've ever seen. I'm not convinced he's going to be very good next year. He might. I don't know.
No, you don't
but
know.
But he wasn't a year ago, and he's now 2 years removed. You know, or it will be 2 years. Who knows if he's going to be good?
You don't know. And then is there a chance it might not be that catastrophic, Chris, an injury? But could he have other ailments at 40 and
Absolutely.
Other stuff? I mean, there's like – and if you're the Jets and you don't address it again, you could have another lost season.
Well, that should be their main thing, Rob, the,
right?
the offensive
don't you think?
Line. Absolutely.
Offensive line and a backup quarterback, Chris. You need somebody.
Yeah,
not Josh
Dobbs.
Another guy.
Well, hey, Josh, you know, backups turn into pumpkins.
I'm done.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Josh,
it happens, Rob, but
Josh Dobbs turned to goo last night. He turned to goo. I'm sorry.
He might give you a few good games. But no, they need to make shore up that offensive line. The defense is legit. Shore up the offensive line. They need a couple more receivers. Obviously, Garrett Wilson is tough. Alan Lazard has been disappointing. I don't know if he's washed. Obviously, Randall Cobb is not much. He's just there to Aaron Rodgers.
Lazard, I don't know what quarterback you had. They scored one touchdown.
Yeah,
I'm not blaming it all on.
It's not all on him. So he'll probably be around because of Rodgers. And he got the contract. So he'll be around. But they could add one more receiver if they can. Take your chance. Buffalo is going to be interesting next year, right? Miami, as good as they are offensively, their defense needs a little work. They're not scaring anybody. And obviously the Patriots are just a mess. So, you know, make it about next year. Forget trying to come back this year. It just don't make sense anyway.
It never made sense. Three months. I never bought into it. I thought it was all
my only question is this. Did he ever actually believe it? You know what I mean? Was he just – we know he likes attention. He likes saying provocative things. Was he just you know, playing around
just
with
flapping
people.
the gums.
Just playing around with us. All right, we got 2 hours left. Trash Talk is next hour. Bring the heat!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.